Hey, this is Ed Peterson.
And this is John Kiltica. Ed.
We're back, John.
We're back.
Man, the people missed us.
Yeah, we're back and ready to rack. I don't know.
Yeah, we should talk about guitars.
Yeah.
Maybe play a pedal or two.
That would be great.
You know, maybe talk about, I don't know, amps.
Yeah, local mysteries.
Sure.
Like Bigfoot.
Oh, that's cool. Ooh. Yeah, where are we recording from?
From the same old basement in beautiful West Seattle.
Yeah, that's great. It's a Sunday again. We like to record on Sundays. The Lord likes it that way.
Yeah, because we are heathens.
Yeah, working on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Is this work officially? Like, is this...
No.
Exactly. We do it for the love of it.
Yeah.
A couple guys like us, we'll record whenever.
Yep.
Whenever the spirit moves us, as they say.
The spirit.
Right?
Yeah, like standing behind us at the pottery wheel.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Earlier today, we were upstairs by the coffee machine.
Yes.
You know, sometimes at the High Gain Central, we go hang out by the water cooler upstairs.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And yeah, I was saying that I'm not an especially spiritual guy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sort of agreed upon by both members of the High Gain.
Quick head count and a vote.
Yeah, not super spiritual. But I am a firm believer in positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
Like, friend of mine is having trouble with something. Friend of mine is going through a thing. Hey, I'm just going to think about this guy for a second and actually send a little love his way.
Yeah.
Her way. Whoever. Yeah. I don't know that I think that actually helps, but I don't know. I kind of think it does.
Assuming it does.
Yeah.
Assuming all kinds of things like that do work.
Yeah.
Yours is more efficient.
Mm.
You're cutting out the middleman.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you got to send it to this third person?
I got to send it to the Father, who's got to send it to the Son, who's got to send it to the Holy Ghost. I don't need any of those three. I'll send my positive vibes direct, baby.
They're coming in hot.
Yeah. Bringing it.
The point again.
Beverages,
Ed.
Yeah, that has got some solid JFK vibes to it.
It does.
I think your vocal delivery is like Gen X hipster drawl in the most best possible way.
Drawl?
Not like country drawl, but there's like a lack of affectation to your vocal delivery. Like, you know, people of that generation who are clearly slacker vibes.
I guess I am a man of my time.
That's what I'm saying. You, like, the look on your face was maybe not like, oh, well, that's a compliment. No, it's totally a compliment, John.
All of that is to say, viewers, that was an original composition.
Yeah.
Part of an original composition. The other part?
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Unfinished work there.
Sure.
Yeah. You like that?
I do. Not unlike a Robert Pollard thing, you know?
It'll get like stapled to something else later.
Exactly. Like the suitcase thing of like,
right.
You now have your suitcase section of the song. You know, you'll be able to pull that out later.
Do you see that little
suitcase?
Bashed up suitcase over there?
Yeah.
That's full of words.
Is it?
It is.
Wow.
Let me show you something, Ed.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There's a suitcase. It's like an old leather. Oh, and there's a bunch of typed and handwritten. Oh, my God. It's a massive stack of lyrics. Hand me that stack. Here we go. Right out of the middle, and I'm going to read the first three lines. You ready?
Sure.
Is this okay?
Sure.
Here we go. From the very middle. And when the last bionic man plucks out his eyes for you, the mental plan commit to memory. I love it.
Do you?
And when the last bionic man plucks out his eyes for you? Yes, I love that. There's no chords, it's just words.
Yeah, I would have to try to remember what that was.
Yeah, some bionic man song.
Yeah. What I should have been doing all along is writing down chords next to these words so I could maybe hope to retrace the steps.
There's so many great sheets in here, John. Okay, suitcase album.
All right. What are you drinking, Ed?
I'm having a black coffee.
Oh.
And I'm having a brighter, sparkling apple cider vinegar tonic with lemon ginger turmeric.
What the hell is that?
How about that?
That sounds horrible.
What? Serve chilled, shake lightly, sip happily. I'm going to do all these things.
Is that their slogan?
Maybe. Where are these guys out of?
Yeah.
Brighter tonic. Oh, right out of Santa Monica. Straight up SoCal, baby. Delicious, John.
Is it?
What about you? What do you got?
I've got a Jarritos.
Oh, Jarritos?
Yeah, pineapple this time.
Probably not 30 calories. Probably closer to the buck 20.
40.
Buck 40.
I got to tell you.
Yeah.
There's something about the Jarritos.
Yeah.
That I have always found sincere.
Sure.
This seems like a sincere beverage to me.
Yeah. The plant that is made in is not like a mega bottling, takes up like 9 acres in the middle of some industrial area.
Yeah, like they're probably big enough because you can get these all over the place.
Yeah.
But look at the bottle. You're not all wrapped up in fancy marketing or slick advertising.
Nope.
It's Jarritos.
It's not unlike our good friends to the north.
The Orca people.
Jan and the Orca Beverage folks.
Yeah.
They're just good people, right? Yeah. Like, Jan actually sent us a box of Orca beverages and just like, hey, we heard you like our stuff. Coke is not going to be sending us a bunch of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, is Coke going to sponsor our podcast?
No.
Doubtful.
Very doubtful.
Ed?
Yeah.
Do you know what this thing is?
I can read the headstock and I see that it says Jet City. That's like a Seattle thing.
That is one of the nicknames for Seattle.
Beautiful Seattle, Washington.
The other being the Emerald City.
Mm-hmm.
But Jet City, because, you know, home of Boeing and airplane stuffs.
Sure, sure.
Jet City Guitars.
Yeah.
Located in Belfair, Washington.
I don't actually know where that is.
If you go direct west from West Seattle,
mm-hmm.
just walk out the front door and into the water.
Yeah.
Walk along the bottom of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you'll run into one of the little islands here. It's called Vashon.
Yep.
You'd have to walk across that.
Okay.
And then back into the water.
Mm-hmm.
Once you come out of the water again,
yep.
go in just a little bit. That's Belfair. It is not too far away from Hood Canal.
Oh, okay.
For those of you maybe looking at your map or don't know anything about where we live, look for the Olympic Peninsula.
Yeah. Think the amazing novel by Stephanie Meyer, Twilight.
Yes.
And picture the beautiful werewolves and vampires of the Pacific Northwest.
That is the Olympic Peninsula.
And that is where these guitars are made.
Yes.
In Twilight Land.
Yes. What we have before us with this Jet City guitar is a complete mystery.
Oh.
You go to look up Jet City guitars.
Mm-hmm.
You will find a website.
Okay.
You will find a Facebook page.
Okay.
You can go to various forums and read about these guitars.
Okay.
A lot of the activity goes back to 2003 and then stops shortly thereafter.
2003?
Yeah, but if you go to the Facebook and the Instagram and all of that, there is no description whatsoever. It's not even a name of the dude. I found him by looking up Washington State Company registration.
Oh my God, John, what are you doing?
His name is Scott Fletcher.
I don't know if Scott wants you calling him out like that.
Scott Fletcher in Belfair, Twilight Land.
Yeah.
Makes these guitars.
Okay.
But I know precious little else about his entire operation. I don't know how many he makes. Frankly, I'm not entirely sure if he's still making guitars. I was able to find out that this one I hold in my hand is 2016.
Jet City Guitar. Okay. Custom USA built solid body electrics.
Yep.
Great.
So what we're looking at here, Ed, is a guitar roughly shaped like the EVH Wolfgang model. Except yeah. instead of the 4 and 2 headstock, it's 3 and 3. I've got to think that has something to do with legal
sure.
possibilities.
It's also like the tuning pegs are not sitting over each other. They're actually like staggered.
Staggered, yeah.
Which I think is a cool look.
I think so too. I should say right off the bat that everything about this screams super duper quality, Ed.
Yeah.
So I'll tell the viewers, hanging on that kind of EVH Wolfgang style shape, is a body made out of what's called gelutong. It is in the same family as mahogany, except it is noted for its lighter weight.
At our good friend Uncle Frank's, Thunder Road Guitars.
ThunderRoadGuitars.com?
Yeah, that place.
Right.
I went in there, and there's a Gibson section and a Fender section and kind of like Gretsches and a lot of stuff that lives together.
Yeah.
And then there's like a row that's, I don't know, it's not the Island of Misfit Toys exactly, but it's like, well, we don't have 9 of these. A lot of one-off things sort of sit over in this section. Think like old video store, like where you have to go behind the curtain. You know, they don't want to put this stuff out. It was sort of in that section, but it totally caught my eye because it's black with this one stripe down the center.
It's that gelutong body, and it's a maple cap on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the maple cap, when looked at from the side, looks like
binding.
Natural binding.
Yep.
So what he did was tape off a stripe down the center of it, so when he painted the top black, that maple shows through.
Yeah.
Which is a nice touch.
It's super cool looking. But I picked it up, and it was super light.
Yes.
And then I was like, oh, we should just do this, because it's weird, and what the hell is this thing?
Ebony fretboard.
Okay, you love that.
Hip shot tuners.
You love that.
Those are high end. The neck is a bird's eye maple.
Super fancy.
Kind
it's
fancy.
Bolt on.
A custom plate that looks to be laser engraved.
Yeah.
With the letters JC and a serial number. This one is number 67.
Do you think that stands for Jet City?
Unknown.
Sure.
The configuration is 2 humbuckers in front of a wraparound stoptail piece.
What kind of bridge is that?
It is a Tone Pros bridge. Tone Pros are out of...
Tone Pro, California.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, first thing I notice is that this thing's a ripper. I have just my 1981 overdrive on. It's minimal overdrivage. That's in the middle. It's got a little rip to it. Let's go to the neck.
Okay. Turn the 81 off.
All right. The neck pickup is a Lawler Imperial. The bridge pickup is also a humbucker made by Wolftone.
Weird.
Wolftone pickups out of Mount Lake Terrace, Washington.
Local boys. Well, Lawler's local too.
Yep, Tacoma. So now I'm back in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
But wait.
Oh, there's a push-pull. What?
Now I'm in single coil mode.
Pull that thing out. Yeah.
Likewise in the neck. Likewise in the middle. So that is a lot of variety in something that looks so minimal.
Yeah,
yeah. It kind of won me over. I was messing around with it before you came.
I wonder what the deal is with the Lawler and the Wolftone. That seems like a very deliberate choice.
Yeah.
Why would you just not go with 2 Imperials, right?
Don't we kind of see that a lot with boutique builders?
No. Going two different pickup manufacturer brands. That I do not feel like you see a lot.
Do you think somebody else did that? Whoever owned the guitar swapped it out?
I guess I have no way of knowing. You know, there's an intentionality to picking those two pickups is what I like to imagine.
Yeah.
Maybe I want something a little brighter in the bridge, but like I like that neck. I like the tone of the Lawler, you know.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
When I was looking up Wolftone pickups,
mm-hmm.
the guy there gives his whole story, his whole background.
Right.
Back in the day, in the 90s, one of the people he got together with and was very generous with his time was Jason Lawler.
Okay.
And maybe those two guys are friends with Jet City guy. And
we don't know. It's all pure speculation.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Wolftone company was named specifically because they are in the Pacific Northwest and there are specifically Stephanie Meyer heads, you know, big Twilight heads out there at Wolftone.
Twi heads?
Yeah. Twihards. Yeah.
Twihards.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, I just imagine these dudes are suckers for Twilight. Yeah.
I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
Today's pedal comes from me. Today's pedal, Ed.
Yeah.
Comes from our good friends over at Recovery Effects.
RecoveryEffects.com?
Yes. This is called the Electric.
Yeah, so they bill this as a transparent drive / compression pedal.
Very minimal controls on it.
Gain and volume. And then there's a selector switch.
Yeah.
And you can go between vintage and modern modes. It says that the vintage tone's using a BC547 and an oil can style BC108. I don't know what that means. Do you?
Those are electronic-y things.
They're switchable transistors.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah.
So there are for sure gearheads out there that means something to. Ed is probably not that guy. What about you, John? Are you that guy?
Transistors? I have no idea.
Yeah.
But the transparent overdrive with compression?
10-4.
Yep. Why don't you set us up with something?
Okay. Let me go off. Hit me with a little bass line.
A little before?
Yeah. Very minimal gain. Now I'm going to go volume at like 9 o'clock.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to go gain all the way down, volume up a little bit. Vintage mode. Bringing some gain in. You ready?
Yeah.
Hit it.
Growlier.
Exactly.
I should complement the growl with the...
Oh, yeah.
Back pickup, single coil mode.
I'm going to go over to modern.
Okay.
I'm just going to dial some gain in. Oh, yeah. That sounds great. I'm for sure one of those dudes where it's like transparent, hard pass. Now I'm going into the vintage mode.
That's a compression.
Yeah. That's the Recovery Effects electric pedal.
I've got to thank myself for bringing that pedal today. I'm welcome. The whole inside of the cavity is shielded.
Yeah.
This guy has thought of everything.
It's one of those guitars where stylistically it's not exactly my deal. And the reason for that is because it seems like a really, really nice, thoughtful guitar. And that is not my thing. Kind of like I'm not into PRSs for probably very similar reasons. It just feels nice, and I want a guitar that feels not like that.
If this thing wasn't black,
yeah,
if it was just like some transparent, highly figured maple top,
oh god,
no
yeah.
thanks.
No,
but the fact that it's black, I kind of like.
For sure. Like I said, I went to that row of guitars where it was just a bunch of one-offs.
Yeah.
And it's the one I grabbed.
It's totally the one that sticks out.
Yeah.
This thing is really great.
Team High Gain. Maybe marketing is not really our strongest suit. You know, and like the Jet City dude, he's just making guitars. He's off there in the woods.
Yep.
Communing with the werewolves.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have time to go update his Facebook page.
No.
God bless him for that, I say.
Yeah.
We don't want that guy spending his time on Facebook.
No, we want him making these great guitars.
Yeah. JetCityGuitar.com.
You gotta try it. Try and decide.
Buy or deny it.
Deny.
Deny.
I feel terrible because it's like I dig Pacific Northwest made yeah. by hand. It's just kind of not my style. It's super light. Screamer pickups. I like a lot about it, but it's a little too fancy for me. I would actually feel pretty bad if I nicked the top of that thing.
I think I'd have to say buy.
Yeah.
I can't count any points against this. But you're right. If it was gnarlier, I probably wouldn't mind that either.
A murdered out black
yeah.
that I wouldn't feel bad about, I would be far more likely. And even like the neck, like that bird's eye maple or whatever it yeah. is, you don't really see that it's all super fancy.
Yeah.
But it's kind of super fancy.
Well, all right, viewers.
Yeah.
So now you know about something you didn't know about.
Yep. And if you don't want to wait, there's one of these on ThunderRoadGuitars.com.
That's right.
Today.
This one I'm playing.
Go check it out.
Yeah.
Jet City. Yeah.
It's black.
Yeah. It's the black one.
Yeah. You know, when you're done doing that,
yeah,
come back and see us on our website.
Slam the like and subscribe on the iTunes.
Yes. We like that.
Hit us with a review.
Yeah, Instagram at the High Gain.
Sure.
We just sit around hitting refresh and it gets old.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if there's not new people coming in on the reg, we get real down.
Okay, Ed.
I think you did a great job this week, John.
Thank you, Ed.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.